But we're slowly getting furniture, some outdoor furniture. We've been sunning, and we got a hammock.
Uh-huh. Not that kind of hammock, Big Fatty. A real hammock.
Does he really have one of those hammocks?
He does. I've seen it.
Really?
Yes.
Now, I've heard that you haven't fucked till you fucked in a hammock.
Oh, and I've heard that hammocks are kind of boring.
You have?
So, yes.
Who told you that?
One of our listeners.
Really?
Yes. One of our listeners that you've met. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh.
He told me a hammock was boring.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. So... but I would tend to think that Big Fatty thinks they're just quite the thing.
Well, is it a permanent fixture next to, say, I don't know, the bookcase?
Yes. Yes, exactly. He's got a hammock room.
This is where we're putting the entertainment center, and then right next to it's the hammock.
Right, exactly. We don't have a hammock. Well, not that hammock. We have the real hammock. And let me tell you, y'all, I got a sunburn on Monday.
It's not just ruined. It's me. Big Fatty, online!
I heard that you haven't fucked till you fucked in a hammock.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 270 of the BFO for Monday, the 16th of February, 2009. Y'all, it is President's Day, and Big Fatty is back... Well, I'm not really back, but you know who is back. Yeah, that's right, the sea hag. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well, and I hope you had a wonderful VD weekend. Big Fatty did get a few little VD messages, and I will be sharing those with you tomorrow. Or later on in the week, whenever Big Fatty does finally fucking get back. But y'all, I do want to say one thing. Brian from Boston has got two more installments of this month in BF history. And one of those I'm going to do this week, and one I'm going to do the final week of BF History Month. So we've still got those two little exciting things going on here in February, as we all know, which is BF Anniversary Month. You know, y'all, can you believe it? We're already to the past that? We're not to it. We're past it. You know, Saturday was the halfway point of this month because there's only 28 days. You know, 30 days, half November, April, May, no, April, June, and September. And February only has 28, except when there's a leap year. And, y'all, by the way, I'm tired of being nice to the sea hag. We're just going to put on, we're not playing love music anymore. Back to something different. All right, everyone, you've survived VD. You've survived Friday the 13th. You've survived 3 days of me and Vera nattering on, and it's President's Day. There's a great white sale going on at your local, what's the local department store out there, Vera?
Sears and Roebuck.
Oh.
Right, okay. Now it's just Sears.
Right, it's just Roebuck. Oh, it's
now it's just Roebuck.
Right.
Now it's just Buck.
Right, it's just Buck. And so, y'all, I promise you, it's President's Day. We are going to end this downturn in podcasting, and we are going to bring it back up. We're going to finish off our 4 days together, and we're going to send...
And start hating each other again.
Right, exactly. We're going to start hating each other again, as it should be.
As, yes. The world will get back right on its axis once again.
Exactly. Now, I asked you on the first show if you had ever done voices of presidents, and you said you'd get back to me on President's Day. Well, guess what?
It's President's Day.
That's correct.
Well, and I have really a long, complicated answer.
Go for it. Oh, no. Okay, great. All right.
Yeah, no. Haven't done it.
Now, have you ever been asked, like, to impersonate a president voice-wise or anything?
I get a lot of copy for like George Washington or Ben Franklin and stuff like that when they, you know, it's a President's Day sale at some car company.
Well, let's say it was maybe George Washington It's George Burthington's wash day at the Chick-fil-A, and do something off the cuff as George Washington.
If you like chicken, like we like chicken, come to Chick-fil-A for your fill of chicken.
Fantastic. Oh. Oh, dear Lord. All right. Put your wooden teeth in. Uh-huh. That's not bad.
What would you expect George Washington to sound like?
Well, I don't know. That sounds good to me. How about Abraham Lincoln? How would he sound differently?
If you like chicken.
Perfect. Never mind. Okay.
I can't imitate somebody I've never heard before.
Now, you know, speaking of the Chick-fil-A, it has to be one of my favorite stories that you've ever told on your show of when you got the when you got the copy to do the Chick-fil-A ad.
Yes, because the name of the damn place is Chick-fil-A.
Right.
But I listened to you so damn much that I've got it in my head that it's Chick-fil-A. And it took me like 40 takes because there was a lot of copy, and then it was whatever. It's a Chick-fil-A special, and come to Chick-fil-A for the $5.99 chicken dinner. And so I would do all of this copy and say, and it's a Chick-fil-A. Oh, shit. God damn it. And I have to start. No, it's not a Chick-fil-A. It's a Chick-fil-A special. Okay, ready? And it's a Chick-fil-A special. No, God damn it. So I went on, all I did was curse you for the entire afternoon that I was trying to get one piece of copy back to my agent.
I loved it. Did you get, by the way...
If you like chicken...
By the way, did you get the gig?
If you really like chicken, if you really, really like chicken, take it from George.
See, I'm good, aren't I?
Right. Did you get...
Should I have done it like this because he doesn't have his teeth in?
Right. That sounds like conscience a little bit.
No, this sounds like me.
Oh, okay.
This sounds like someone else.
Oh, okay.
I'm over here. See, I'm over here listening to this exciting podcasting at its best.
Can conscience see the screen?
Oh, that's two.
Right.
That's two.
Two fingers. Okay.
Two fingers.
Because I had, you know, when I started listening to you, I didn't go back and listen to that old shit.
Uh-huh. A real fan.
Well, right. You're lucky I haven't unsubscribed, okay? Anyway, how did the idea of conscious come along?
When I began, because I do this in life, I'm constantly self-censoring, and I'm constantly thinking, as soon as I've said something, God, that was stupid. That was really stupid. But in real life, I can't say something to you and then say, God, that was really stupid what I just said. Because you end up sounding like a blithering idiot. So I started podcasting. Yeah, I know, and I pretty much sound like that anyway. I started podcasting. I'm not going to dominate this one. I started podcasting, and I found that I would be saying something stupid, and then I would comment on it myself. And I would say... and she really had beautiful legs. And I would go, yeah, beautiful legs, whatever. Like, you look at legs. And that's how it began, that I was commenting on what I was commenting. And then I started doing it as different voices commenting on it. So it became, yeah, she's got beautiful legs.
Oh, yeah, she's really got real great beautiful legs. That's wonderful.
And then, of course, it became...
This. It became this first, because conscience sounded like this. And that's when everybody was imitating him, because he sounded like that.
Well... He began to morph, and he also became more and more, and this is where the sickness comes in, more and more an entity unto himself, to the point where I don't know what he's going to say, and I don't know when he's going to say it. Honest to God, I do not plan it. I do not write it. I do not edit it. I sit down with my notes of what I want to talk about in the podcast, and I have no idea, other than when he says that would be me, I have no idea what he's going to say.
Well,
and even Gooch listens to it and goes, there's two people in there. There's two people. Who have you got in there? Because he has taken on a life of his own.
Oh, absolutely. And it's like when I sit down to do a show and I start off the show saying, y'all, I have no fucking idea what I'm going to talk about today.
That's right.
That means I got nothing. I got nothing. There is nothing written on a card in front of me. Nothing.
And it shows.
Thank you.
Was that a fart?
No.
Oh, I thought you were farting at me.
No, I'm sitting on my hands because it's a little cool here in the fat cave. In fact, right now.
Is it?
Yes. Right now outside.
Well, I thought it was always too damned hot.
Well, no, it's not hot in here now because outside it is 38 degrees.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yes. And it's raining there.
What is it? Yes, it's raining. It's raining.
Y'all,
it's raining.
Speaking of rain in Southern California, on one of my trips out there, it rained. And, I mean, people absolutely just, they have to pull over to the side of the road. They don't know what to do. It is like, oh, my God, the world is coming to an end.
They stand out like turkeys with their mouths open and drown in it because we're not used to it.
I mean, it, and like when we were out in Palm Springs last July, it was like, I mean, it rained for 10 minutes and they did 10 minutes of pictures of rain on the news. I mean, it's like, well, it's like snow here, you know. Tonight they were showing pictures of kids. We had light flurries the other day, and they had pictures of kids going, sticking their tongue out, trying to catch snow on their tongue. And, I mean, it was about 15 flakes total in the entire sky. But, you know, it was, it's snowing!
Well, we became on Storm Watch. That's my favorite.
Storm Watch. All the news stations are on Storm Watch, and tonight on Storm Watch, it's going to drizzle for maybe an hour, but we're on Storm Watch,
you know.
So, yeah, they just it's because it's constant friggin' sunshine here, and so anytime there's any kind of change in that, people get nervous.
But we like the liquid sunshine, though. Is it just because you never get to experience it that you love it so much?
I have loved the rain ever since I was a kid. And my mother loves the rain, so I think that had something to do with it. Also the fact that because I was so hideously unadept at any kind of sports whatsoever, whenever it would rain, all of the PE stuff was canceled and we would go inside the gym and do something that usually I could do. So there was every time it rained, something good happened, and it just is like part of my psyche. I get thrilled when it rains. And also, I grew up here, and I grew up in the sunshine, and I grew up in a part. I grew up 15, 18 minutes from where I live now. I live in the hottest part of the San Fernando Valley, in the hottest part of Los Angeles, and it's constant sunshine. And in the summer, it can get up to 105. In the winter, all I ask for is just a little weather. Just a little. I don't want it to, you know, to snow flurry, but just a little weather. And so when I get it, I'm thrilled beyond all measure.
Now, just out of...
I hope that answered
your
question.
No, it did. Just out of curiosity, what activities inside the gym were you good at?
Watching boys change.
Oh, okay.
Into their gym clothes.
No, I meant like handing out jump ropes or kickball or...
You know, what was funny is as soon as I said that, I thought, well, what the hell was I good at inside? You know, but Conscience isn't here right now, so he didn't say anything.
Right.
But oftentimes, you would be up to your own devices on the inside. If it was still organized sports, I was still terrible at it. But oftentimes, they would bring the entire... You know, that period, they would bring the entire group into the gym and there wouldn't be any room to do anything.
Okay.
So you would either study or they would have, you know, maybe, I don't know what they'd have, but they wouldn't have anything organized and I wouldn't have to take my clothes off, which was always devastating to me to change into gym clothes.
It was devastating to us also, trust me.
Well, I know. Those who had to see
it. Right. Now, let me ask this. When you were growing up, did you have to do the president's physical fitness test?
Oh, God, yes. The fucking 600-yard thing killed me. Oh, my God.
And you had to run back and forth and pick up the eraser and all that kind of stuff?
Yes, and then the sit-ups. And whoever fucking feet I held during sit-ups always farted.
Oh, dear God.
I was always holding the feet of a farter. So it'd be one,
I don't remember
two,
you holding my feet.
Four, five, six, seven.
Oh,
thank you. Could
God.
You please just stop farting?
Okay.
Oh, I hated it. I hated it. Ugh.
Did you have music class when you were growing up in school?
I was in chorus and glee clubs quite a bit.
Oh.
But I didn't. I played the drums for a very, very brief time. Just learning how to play the drums. But other than that, I did not play a musical instrument.
But, I mean, they didn't have a music teacher that would come in and hand out the little instruments and somebody would be playing the triangle and that kind of stuff?
Oh, when you're really little. No, actually, we would sing.
Okay.
I was always singing.
Did you ever sing John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt?
Only when I'm really, really drunk and as an adult, but not as a kid.
Okay.
I love the blank stare I get sometimes when I say something. Like when I did the George Washington up front, I just got this blank stare on the Skype. And I thought, well, maybe the picture's frozen, but no, it's just a blank stare.
Okay.
If you want real chicken, come to Chick-a-f-
Oh, that's a bug-eyed stare. Are you frightened, honey?
I am. When's the last time you went to Disneyland?
God, everything is a goddamn story with me, I swear to God. There's no simple answer. We went two or three years ago, and we were really, really disappointed because it's changed so much. Both Gooch and I love Disneyland, and our childhoods were wrapped around that as being a very, very special treat because it was very expensive for our families. Mm-hmm. And we would ask for it for a birthday present. We would ask for it for only very special occasions we'd get to go to Disneyland. And it was hugely important to both Gooch and I. So we, through our adulthood together, we would go quite a bit. But we've watched it decline and decline and decline. And it's very difficult to see the decline in it. And, you know, and also, I've worked for the Disney company many times and have learned what the Disney company is really like and how creepy they are and really bad people they are. And so it's kind of the mystique and magic of it has been sullied and damaged a little bit. All that from asking me when the last time I went to Disneyland was. I'm sorry, big fatty.
All right. Tell me the happiest thing that happened on your last visit to Disneyland very quickly, though, because we're almost out of time. And we're going to end on this, y'all. This is the very end of four episodes with Vera. The happiest time with Vera and Gooch on their last visit to the happiest place on Earth.
On the very last time. Okay. The very last time was the first time that we, Gooch and I, brought thermoses in.
Oh!
It was the very first time. And so Gooch and I did Disneyland with cocktails, and it was probably the most fun we had at Disneyland. Uh-huh.
Y'all, I've never heard that before. That's fabulous.
Uh-huh, because there's no booze allowed at Disneyland.
Right.
Now, they don't serve it.
At Disney World, you can have booze, so anyway. Uh-huh. Not in the Magic Kingdom, but anyway. Right. All right, Vera, I think it's time for us to get back to our hateful ways for each other.
I don't even want to say goodbye to you because my stomach is turning over and over.
I know, and that's a lot of turning, trust me, folks. So tell people how they can listen to that shit storm of a show you do three times a week, maybe posting it reasonably on time, but not really.
You can listen to me on iTunes at Vera Speaks For Real, or you can go to my wonderful Blogspot page at veraspeaks.com and find links and anything I happen to want to say about the current episode.
Great. Okay. And on that, go fuck yourself. No,
that's same to you.
No, that's not how we end this. Just say goodbye. Bye, lovey.
If you want good chicken,
oh, dear God,
come to...
Bye!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.